Judith H. Montgomery recently published a narrative medicine chapbook called Mercy. In her poem, My Father the Mathematician Has Fallen, she gives us an unflinching look at the aftermath of a fall. My father the mathematician has fallen again. The ER's white pillow bleeds fractals beneath his head. Pinned under squares of sterile light, he shouts, DNR, DNR, from the gurney to an audience of zero in his curtained cubicle. Breath clots in my throat as they let me enter. I can hardly speak my name. When he understands who is with him, he tells me what has happened as though it were a story problem he has solved, despite the sharp flash of pain and light as he fell full body backward to the tile geometry of the kitchen floor, how he remembered to press the lifeline on his wrist, how the aides called the number 911. But he frets about the ambulance, the required gurney, the bother to the EMTs, not to mention adding up the costs in his frugal head. He seems not to be aware that his split scalp still weeps blood, does not yet know that this fall has jarred something loose inside, concussion that in 3 months' time will rob his tongue of every word and number, his equation-solving mind of answers to what he knows must be simple problems. For now, he's intent on reminding anyone in the room not to bring him back if his heart stops, which it has not. Not yet, even as the reddened pillow signals some essential loss. I won't remind him later of what I hear pouring from his lips. Do not resuscitate. Words asserting who is in charge, who will not be a burden.